Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Leesenbe. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hod Leesenbe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skarret. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Skarret steals second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin spins and fires to second, with Goldman covering, and Skarret is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller can't make a play. That's a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Rhein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Webb moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Webb moves to third. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman bunts towards the mound. Leesonby fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Myatt moves to second. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Myatt scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 0 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Goldman reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Leesonby fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldman moves to third. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goldman scores. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 0 for 1 in the game. Leesonby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8 to nothing, Indians. Frank Buschi now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt is hit by the pitch. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rhein applying the tag. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goldman. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Skarrat moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Skarrat moves to third. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Reeves now playing shortstop. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Jamison takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamison moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Porter moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 10-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Skarrat picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Skarrat. Morgan scores. Hodapp scores. Averill moves to third. It's 12-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reeves moves to second. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Frank Buschi. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Reeves moves to third. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reeves scores. It's 12-3, Indians. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Jamison bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Scarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.